Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Oh, hello chickens. I got so excited last week about the trailer that I didn't mention anything else that ever happened ever in the world of Doctor Who. For instance, Stephen Moffat returning, which some people said was for the Christmas special and others said was for just a regular episode of the series, so who knows. Russell T. Davis did say that his second call was to Stephen Moffat. His first call was to Chris Chibnall, who's like, oh no. Just finished. I'm not doing it again, which I can understand. When you've been doing a job for a really long time and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm finished with that. If someone says, would you like to come to... No, I can't. I really can't. It's like I got asked to do a radio show after doing breakfast for so long. I was like, oh, no, I just finished 10 years of it. I thought I was getting out of it. And then it was like a drive show once a week. And I was like, oh, yeah, I can do that. That's easy. That's fun. But yeah, getting up to do breakfast radio, that would hurt. So yes, I totally understand. But yeah, then Russell T. Davis said his second call was to Stephen Moffat, who agreed to come back and write one, which is very exciting. But yeah, when I heard the rumor that he was writing the Christmas special, I was like, oh, he seemed to tap out of them fairly early on. Like, you kept writing them, but they're like, you know, sometimes it was, you know, you'd be deep in the action. It's like, oh, did I mention it's Christmas? Oh, yes, it is. And then you just move on. So I was like, does he really want to write a Christmas special? Like, I mean... But hey, having just watched one of his Christmas specials, which I had completely dismissed and thought was rubbish and then enjoyed all over again, you know, but maybe he does want to write them again. Although that one where he saved the land of Christmas and then regenerated, like, that was like, you know, does that actually need to be Christmas? Like, why is this the land of Christmas? It was a very strange thing. Almost like Christmas was incidental. Same as the, you know, the one with the Peter Capaldi Doctor and David Bradley playing the first Doctor, where you just kind of go, it's kind of, you know, I get that the Christmas thing is the Christmas miracle in the First World War, but did you really need the Christmas bit? Like, really? I mean, I guess there's a detente between the first and 12th Doctors. but yeah, it's a whole thing. So, yes, we didn't get to talk about that last week. I'm sure there have been more announcements this week, but I am in my I'm in a time eddy. Cosmic Ray is doing a number, and I'm like, shut up, Cosmic Ray. But, yes, I'm recording far into the future because of reasons. So if anything new happens this week, I'll deal with it next week. Speaking of, I have a whole bunch of messages from last week, which I didn't get to because I got caught up in the fun and craziness of the trailer on, you know, the new Disney Plus trailer, the Who Dis trailer. I'm just going to keep calling it Who Dis because if they're going to insist on calling it Series 1, I'm going to have to call it something because it's not classic Who, it's not new Who, it's Who Dis. But we need to discuss the time slot argy bargy, which continues apace. Many, many furious fans. I did mention last week that my theory is that the people who are upset about not being, about it potentially being spoiled are the people who were happily spoiling before. Because it's like, I've got something you don't have because it's on in England first. And, you know, we live in the future now where everything's on all at once. Everything, everywhere, all at once. We all know that. You know, the time slot thing is a concern. And I did ask, what was I going to do? Should I watch it on Saturday? Should I wait? Should I do it Saturday night? Like, the first one's going to be a whopper because there are two episodes. If it took me an entire week to get through a 2-minute trailer, imagine how I'm going to go with a double episode of Doctor Who on the 11th of May. It's going to be a lot. Also, I am working on that day, so there will be, it will be very much delayed. May not, like, who even knows if I'll make the Sunday, to be honest. But we'll see how we go. But it's, yeah, there'll be a whole bit of business going on. Hopefully, you know, and there's flights. Like, I'm just warning you that, that things may be late. I'm giving you a month's warning, like more than a month. Like, don't you love that I know exactly what I'm doing on the 11th of May? What fun. This is life as an adult. But yeah, I'm very excited. So we've got over, like, what is it, 6 weeks left to go? It's kind of exciting. But there were some reactions when I was like, do you want an episode straight after? Which is doable, but, you know, maybe after the first episode, not the second. It's doable. It'll be a tight squeeze. But there are a few people who are kind of nonplussed. Earth 2 Peter said, I'm listening to today's podcast now, in inverted commas. Like, if you're on Patreon, you get all of the entire week's worth on a Sunday. Patreon.com/AdamRichard if you want to join up. I think it's $3 to get all the episodes. Oh, no, $2 if that's all you want. $3 if you also want a big finish episode. $6 if you want to join the theoretician tier and get weekly comic book podcasts, which there wasn't one last week, Soz. But there have been a couple of doubles in the past. So, you know, I'm sure it'll all balance out in the end. But Earth 2 Peter says, I'm happy to wait a day. That way you have time to digest it and you can get some of our reactions. I don't know if daily records are going to work for you. That's entirely your call. But if you can, then we'll have a week of podcasts on an episode before the next episode comes out the next Saturday. James says, yeah, don't flog yourself for an arbitrary deadline. And then in brackets, unless you want to. I mean, I do give myself ridiculous deadlines and then go, oh my God, I'm not going to make it. What am I going to do? And then, you know, just do it anyway. Jeff on Patreon says, I'm happy to have you wait. I find analysis a bit richer if you have time to sit with it or even watch it a second time. Yeah, I do love to watch it a second time, but I don't know that I'll get the time to watch it a second time. Who knows? I mean, I've got a lot going on. I finished my degree at university, so now I am officially a Bachelor of Commerce, a Bachelor of Communications in Creative Writing, but I'm doing honours now because I'm an idiot. You know, I just looked at my weeks and thought, you know what? I've got too much on. Let's do more. Kim, also on Patreon, says, I'm a fan of the chill out and wait. Like you, Saturday mornings are for exercising and then weekend jobs like cleaning. Boring. That's not me editorializing. Kim actually said boring with an exclamation mark in brackets. Kim says, but having watched some of the recent episodes in the morning, they just don't feel right. So I think I'll wait until Saturday night to watch it like a proper English lady. Ooh, maybe I'll get some tea and crumpets to go with it. And then she's got a laughing face with tears. I mean, I guess May we're going to start to get a little bit chilly. Like the weather's going to turn. It will be kind of wintry. It might be nice to have a crumpet with Doctor Who in the evening. I mean, oh, it's Saturday night though. Like you have to watch it early. Like you can't leave it too late because what if you've had too much fun on Saturday? Then you won't remember it on Sunday morning. It'll become part of your Sunday morning anxiety. Like, oh no, what did I do? I watched Doctor Who after too many wines and I tweeted about it. I have been there. I know I haven't had a drink in like over 10 years now. Like 2013, I stopped drinking. But, you know, doesn't mean I don't have, you know, anxiety after saying some choice words on social media when I'm feeling a bit full of fun during the evenings. It happens to the best of us. All right, we will continue with some of your thoughts and theories in the next episode.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.